I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa. In the headlines, Minister of Education Betty Moldidrisu resigns. Ghana's Black Stars play Botswana today in the ongoing Africa Cup of Nations in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. Egypt's ruling military hands over legislative power to lower House of Parliament. And Iran describes oil embargo adopted by EU as unfair and doomed to fail.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The news in detail. Reports reaching Radio Ghana indicate that Education Minister Betty Moldidrisu has resigned. The reason for her resignation is not yet known. However, Radio Ghana sources at the castle say she presented a letter of resignation to the president yesterday. Ghana's Black Stars are set to play Botswana later today in the first Group D match of the ongoing Africa Cup of Nations taking place in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. Ghana, the four-time Africa champions, are tipped as favorites in view of their impressive form in recent past, particularly in the run-up to the tournament. However, much is yet to be told of new entrants Botswana, who may have to work harder to prove their worth in their very first game on the continental platform. Rosemary Gazy now previews the late afternoon Group D encounter slated for Franceville Stadium in Gabon.
The Black Stars' quest to annex a fifth continental title begins today when they come face to face with one of the tournament's debutants, Botswana, at Franceville Stadium, Gabon, in their first group match, aiming the ultimate prize that has eluded them for three decades now. There's no doubt that the Stars are in for a keen contest. But that is not to say or think that Botswana are making an appearance just to add to the numbers. While most football pundits see Group D as a possible walkover for the four-time winners Ghana, Carl Tufor says the capabilities of Botswana cannot be entirely overruled.
The fact that they qualified ahead of Tunisia to tell you that they are very, very capable of beating us as well.
Seniority does not always count in pursuing or achieving a goal, especially with a game of football. Botswana may have little experience with no history at all in terms of the continental fiesta, but may call the shots when least expected. This is what the confident-looking Stars must not look down upon if they really mean business. Carter Four again shares in this thought.
It turned out to be the most one-sided match. It turned out to be a match in which Ghana would struggle half and puff and not blow the house down. And it could turn out to be the sort of match where you've been through thick and hell, but at the end of the day, you come out victorious. The critical thing is, one, you need to win. It sets the ball rolling. Under no circumstances must we drop a point in that match, because the matches against Guinea and Mali are not going to be that any easier.
Looking at the pedigree of the Ghanaian squad, talking about the blend of the old and the new, do you think we have what it really takes to get to the top?
I think getting to the semi-finals would be where I think we would get to. After that, it's a lottery. Get to the top means winning the trophy. It's going to take some level of luck. It's going to take some level of goodwill. It's going to take some level of commitment on behalf of everybody involved. If you say Ghana, Senegal, and Ivory Coast are the favorites, with Ivory Coast being one and Ghana two, Senegal three, then you've got to say, yes, you can get to the final.
How about the Ghanaian support?
I'm not too sure whether there'll be that many support in the stadium. However, if we win and we don't play well, we'll start grumbling and complaining. If we play well and we don't win, then we'll grumble and complain. So the players themselves have an idea of the way we behave. Come to the Onigan Stadium. We do it consistently. Maybe that's why the Black Stars only want to play in Kumasi, where they are treated like kings. But you'll not always play in Kumasi. You'll have to play in Libreville. You'll have to play in Franceville. You'll have to play in Accra. You'll have to play in Sekondi. You'll have to play in Tamale. So they've got to get used to it. And they played in hostile surroundings before. Surely be used to it by now.
Many may have written the Botswana boys off, but the first timers seem determined to play their hearts out for a convincing scoreline. On the other hand, with the full support of government, which has been expressively confirmed by Vice President John Mahama, the Stars have no excuse to let down their fans, but to get the goals for a gargantuan game. I'm Rosemary Gazy in Accra.
Meanwhile, members of the senior national team, the Black Stars, have called on Ghanaians at home and beyond to offer special prayers for them to annex the Ultimate Cup and the ongoing Africa Cup of Nations in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. The players have collectively expressed their commitment and dedication towards winning the Ultimate Cup to bring smiles to Ghanaians who, according to the Stars, have waited for the past 30 years for the Cup. Captain of the Stars, John Mensah, gave the assurance when the Vice President, John Dramani Mahama, paid a courtesy call on the team at the Olympic Village at Franceville, Gabon. Vice President Mahama led the delegation to encourage and lend support to the Stars to bring the cup home. Captain Mensah said the head coach and his assistants are doing everything possible to ensure that the players are in top shape to win all the matches. The Sports Writers Association of Ghana, SWAG, has urged the senior national team, the Black Stars, to make the nation's quest for the prestigious Continental Trophy a reality as they battle Botswana in the opening Group D game today in the Africa Cup of Nations. A statement from the association said signals from the camp of the Black Stars have given the nation enough conviction that the trophy will touch the land of gold in a few weeks' time. It said it is time for the Black Stars to shine again by ensuring that they go all out to win the trophy, which has eluded the nation for the past 30 years. The statement said having placed third in 2008 and second in 2010 editions of the competition, nothing but the ultimate will appease the hearts of Ghanaians, hence the need for the team to go the extra mile to chalk up successes. SWAG cautioned the team to be on their guard against any form of complacency, since there are no longer minnows in Africa football. It said the performance of Zambia, Sudan and Angola so far in the competition should serve as a warning for the team, as Botswana could also pose the same threat to them. The statement said victory would not come on a silver platter and believes in the ability of the Black Stars to scale over any form of challenges as the nation waits eagerly to smile at the end of the tournament. As the Black Stars of Ghana prepare for the first match today against Botswana at the ongoing Nations Cup, the TUC urges the team to focus on the ultimate of winning the cup. The TUC, in a good bold message, declared its total support for the players and officials in their efforts towards bringing the cup to Ghana. A statement signed by the TUC Secretary General, Kofi Asamoah, said the Black Stars' victory will help neutralize the tension that will be created when political parties try to outdo each other in their bid to win power. This definitely will contribute enormously towards the peaceful elections all Ghanaians are praying for. A statement asked the Black Stars to remain committed to their set objectives, bearing in mind that it is only through teamwork on the part of the players and officials that they can achieve the ultimate of winning this year's Nations Cup. The TUC entreats all workers to support and pray fervently for the Black Stars to emerge victorious. This, the statement noted, will add to the successes the country has chalked up in the sporting arena in the past few years. Niger yesterday failed to justify their inclusion as debutants in the ongoing Africa Cup of Nations as they lost by 2-0 to host nation in Libreville, Gabon in a Group C opener. Though Niger performed impressively as first-time participators, their Gabonese counterparts aggressively defended their post and proved match capable in terms of attack as well. The first goal for Gabon came in the 29th minute through a cross from the right winger, which found the head of striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who buried the ball into the net. Midfielder Stefan Nguema Ondo scored the second goal for Gabon in the 44th minute when he pounced on a returned ball from Niger's goalkeeper Kasari in the 18-yard box. Gabon had many chances to increase their goal tally but failed to utilize them. A program to promote the elimination of malaria in the country has been launched in Accra. The program is being supported by the Black Stars through an advertisement showing the Stars campaigning against the disease. The Dean of the School of Public Health of the University of Ghana, Professor Fred Binka, said the AFCON 2012 is an exciting period for the malaria community as it creates an avenue to support the fight against the disease. Naomi Kome reports.
The program for eradication of malaria is a collaboration between United Against Malaria, an NGO, the John Hopkins University Center for Communication, and the Ghana Football Association. The Dean of the School of Public Health of the University of Ghana, Professor Fred Binka, said the fight against malaria still remains an issue to be dealt with. He said the fact that the estimated 655,000 malaria deaths in Africa annually show a substantial reduction is still a cause for concern.
Malaria remains the most important infectious disease in Ghana. Worldwide, it still holds a major sway in the number of people who die from this disease. In fact, the Ghana National Malaria Control Program indicates that every 3 hours a child dies from malaria. The world over, it is stated that every 30 seconds a child will die. According to 2011 World Health Report, the estimated number of malaria episodes is about 416 million, which is down from about 350 to 500 million. It also clearly indicates that the estimated number of deaths from malaria is just over 600,000 malaria deaths in the African region. These figures are alarming and are truly unacceptable. However, they represent quite a substantial reduction in malaria cases and malaria-related deaths. And if we can sustain the progress that we're making, we will definitely reduce the burden of
Professor Binka said 5 countries in Europe have almost eradicated the disease. Professor Binka said 2 countries, the United Arab Emirates and Morocco, have been certified free of malaria. He said this trend has energized the malaria community to institute a more vigorous program to eliminate the disease. The president of the GFA, Kwesi Nyantechi, said malaria is a big threat to footballers. Therefore, GFA has decided to disseminate information on malaria prevention and treatment. He said the senior national team and executives of the GFA are committed to the fight from all angles to ensure a malaria-free country.
Naomi Kome's report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Minister of Education Betty Moldi-Grisu resigns. Ghana's Black Stars play Botswana today in the ongoing African Cup of Nations in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. Egypt's ruling military hands over legislative power to lower house of parliament, and Iran describes oil embargo adopted by EU as unfair and doomed to fail. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The People's National Convention, PNC, has won a suit brought against it and 3 executive members of the party. Accordingly, a 2,000 Ghana cedi cost has been awarded against the plaintiffs. 3 executive members filed an interlocutory injunction against Dr. Edward Mahama, Alhaji Ahmed Ramadan and Bernard Mona to restrain them from holding themselves as party executives. The plaintiffs also wanted the court to restrain the 3 from conducting the proposed National Delegates Congress. The Electoral Commission was initially sued together with the PNC and the 3 executives. This was, however, objected to by counsel for the EC, James Kwashi Aiden. According to him, the suit was an intra-party dispute and the commission is not a member of the party. Mr. Aiden said the EC could only be subpoenaed to court to give evidence. Justice Emmanuel Jakwasu therefore ruled in favor of the EC and awarded 1,000 Ghana cedi costs against the plaintiffs. The assigned down ward executives of the National Democratic Congress, NDC, in the Kolekwezi constituency in Accra have expressed their disapproval about the leadership style of the Member of Parliament, Nyi Amashiti. Addressing a press conference in Accra, the spokesperson for the ward, Mohammed Rashid, alleged that the MP, who is also the Greater Accra Regional Minister, has not fulfilled his promise to transform the fortunes of the party in the constituency. He alleged that what the constituency sees now is entrenched factionalism, defunct party wings and structures, lack of transparency in leadership, inefficiency and intimidation that tends to retard the progress of the party. The spokesperson added that there is growing dissatisfaction among the rank and file of the party, which could affect its fortunes. The press conference was, however, disrupted when 8 macho men stormed the venue and started destroying chairs and attacked journalists. Calm was, however, restored when the police were called in to scare the thugs away. The NBC World Coordinator, Raj Mohammed Gedo, in an interview with the GNA, condemned the behavior of the gang and advised the party to unite and work for victory in this year's general election. Vice President John Dramani Mahama has challenged the Africa Cabinet Secretaries Network to work at reforming the bureaucracies that come with dealing with the civil service. The Vice President was speaking when a delegation from the Africa Cabinet Secretaries Network, led by Sierra Leone's head of civil service, George Pesima, called on him at the Council of Sun. Vice President Mahama acknowledged that there are due processes that need to be followed in the civil service, but unnecessary delays due to individual attitudes need to be nipped in the bud. The Africa Cabinet Secretaries Network assists governments in formulating policies.
For those of you who man the Secretariat of Cabinet, I think that the role you play is very important, and it becomes necessary for you to share experiences and best practices in how we can reform the work of not only Cabinet but the whole civil service to make it responsive to the new age in which we have come. I have met and spoken with several investors, and when you ask them, you know, what is the main challenge that they face in terms of investing in a country that is both local and foreign investors, they say bureaucracy. And so I think that one of the things that you people need to look at is to see how we can reform the governance and civil service processes in order to make them facilitative of, you know, the competitive atmosphere in which our countries exist. I know that we need processes for reasons of accountability and transparency and all that, but one of the outcomes that we should see is that decisions that are taken or processes that need to be gone through are implemented as fast as they can.
The Secretary to the Cabinet and Head of the Civil Service of Sierra Leone, George Pesima, said Ghana is one of the countries with the best practices when it comes to civil service.
I personally selected Ghana for this initiative because of the ties we have, our common ties as a former British colonies, and the closeness to Ghana. And I believe at the end of our week-long stay, we'll be able to share ideas as to how we manage this critical role of assisting ministers of government in helping government, particularly the presidency, in formulating policies and translating them into action. Not much fundamental differences in the way our systems operate, but there are areas where we are going to benefit from Ghana. A number of issues came up which I believe would help enhance our own functional effectiveness in managing our secretariat. Similarly, I believe they too will learn from the experiences we have in Sierra Leone.
The Africa Cabinet Secretaries Network is in the country to hold its annual meeting. Still at the castle, Vice President Mahama has met with executives of transport unions. This is part of ongoing consultations with various stakeholders to find ways of reducing the effect of the fuel prices on citizens. Vice President Mahama tasked the executives of transport unions and the GPRTU to consult in that regard and come up with ways government can assist in ameliorating the effects of the fuel increase.
Government deals with stakeholders in the economy. What this government has tried to do is to be as open and transparent with the figures as possible. And so we have put all the figures on the table. And then if the stakeholders consult and they think that there's a new way that government can put in to ameliorate the hardships in respect of the recent petroleum price increases, government is prepared to look at it. So we are scheduled to meet with the TUC on Wednesday. And then before then, I would recommend that the transport unions meet with the TUC and then see what is possible between the two of you, and then you can get back to us.
In an interview with the chairman of the GPRTU, Alhaji Antie Tete, he said any decision that comes out of the meeting will be accepted, except when it has to do with reduction in transport fares. He states why reduction in transport fares will not be the solution to the problem.
Already the IRS have assessed, after our increase in lorry fares, how many each and every category of vehicle is expected to earn. Based on that, they have taxes, and we have paid upfront for treatment. So if you reduce the lorry fare by that projection, we are coming down. Who refunds the money to us? Tires, batteries, those of you who own vehicles, you know, have also been shot up. So what do we do? Are they also so being told to come down, or is only the transporter? All these things we took into consideration and with respect we told the vice president that it will not be easy. The only thing we can do is maybe in future, if there is increase, we assess the volume of the increase and maybe maintain what we are charging.
Chairman of the GPRTU, Alhaji Antietete. The Veterans Association of Ghana and the Ministries of Defense and Finance and Economic Planning are working together to streamline the administration bottlenecks that have resulted in distortion and irregular payments of the pensions of veterans. Consequently, all challenges associated with the payments of their pensions would be solved by the end of this year. The chairman of the National Council of VAG, Commodore Steve Obimpe, announced this at a service in memory of the Battle of Mayong and the Mayong Barracks of the Second Battle of Infantry in Takrade. The executive director of the Wildlife Division of the Forestry Commission, Nana Edunsia, is advocating the protection of the tropical rainforest. This is because the destruction of the forest results in the production of more greenhouse gas emissions than vehicles and machines. Hence the need to institute measures to arrest the situation. Anansia was speaking in Accra at a forum on the role of African tropical rainforests on carbon control and climate change, a case study of Ankasa National Park. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba.
The executive director of the Wildlife Division of Forestry Commission, Mr. Insia, noted that human activities such as deforestation and climate change are impacting negatively on the rainforest. He called for attitudinal change and enforcement of forestry laws as practical means of protecting the forest. Mr. Insia dismissed the notion that Africa contributes little to the climate change. A professor at Tunisia University, Ricardo Valentini, said the African rainforest is being wiped out and if care is not taken, certain plants and animals will be extinct. He is, however, optimistic about the effort of the Forestry Commission to check the effects of climate change.
I think the way forward here is to strengthen, first of all, the dissemination and knowledge of the importance of tropical forests at all levels, from the level of the local people to the level of institutions. I think the Forestry Commission here in Ghana is very well aware of this, and they are doing a lot of try to preserve the forest. I think it is possible to continue to manage the forest in a proper way, but we have to put together all the our knowledge, the scientific knowledge we can develop together with the policy of forest exploitation. I am optimistic that all together we can solve this problem.
Participants are expected to come out with a proposal to consolidate the total carbon update of Ankasa National Park and ways to provide gases such as methane and nitrous oxide to protect the park from destruction. If successful, the study will be extended to other sites in Ghana as well as other West and Central Africa countries.
Antoinette Abba's report. Two suspects arrested for possessing and supplying narcotic drugs have been remanded in police custody by the Circuit Court in Accra. Hamza Mohammed, the first suspect, is charged with possession of narcotic drugs, while Kweku Bagnada is being tried for supplying narcotic drugs without lawful authority. Both have pleaded not guilty. Presenting the facts to the court, presided over by Justice Audrey Kokuzi Tay, Prosecutor ASP Cretus Abadamlora said 50 wrappers of a substance suspected to be cocaine were found on Hamza during a search by the Highway Police Patrol last December. Hamza, during interrogation, told the police he was running an errand for a white man and mentioned the second suspect, Kweku Bagnada, as the supplier. However, Hamza, in court yesterday, denied that Bagnada supplied the substance. He explained that he only mentioned the second accused because of the beatings meted out on him. His statement to the police led to Bagnada's arrest at Community 9 in Tema. According to the police, a search at the house of the second accused, Bagnada, only produced old papers which is believed to be used in wrapping the substance. The wrapped substance found on Hamza and the papers were forwarded to the Ghana Standard Authority, whose report last Wednesday indicated that 14 wrappers contained heroin, while 46 were cocaine. Defense counsel George Asmeni prayed the court to grant the second accused bail since the facts do not support the charge. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The rest of the news. Nigerian police say five of the assailants in the wave of attacks in the main northern city of Kano last Friday are suicide bombers. Police Commissioner Ibrahim Idris, in a statement, said several hundred explosive devices were found after the attacks that killed about 162 people. Police investigating the attacks have found 10 cars loaded with improvised explosive devices at various places in the state capital, along with about 300 drinks cans, 8 powdered milk tins, and 8 350 kilograms of drums, all loaded with explosives. Egypt's ruling military, which took power when President Hosni Mubarak was ousted last year, yesterday handed legislative powers to the new lower house of parliament. The cabinet said the head of the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, Field Marshal Hussein Tantawi, has announced in a letter to the People's Assembly the transfer of legislative power to the Assembly. The UN says it is investigating two alleged cases of sexual exploitation of children by its staff in Haiti. UN spokesman Martin Nesiki says one of the cases involved UN police in the capital Port-au-Prince, while the other allegedly happened in Gonaives. The allegations come just 4 months after Uruguayan peacekeepers were recalled after being accused of rape. The suspected officers have been removed from their duties while the investigations continue. Turkey has reacted with anger after the French Senate approved a bill making it a crime to deny genocide which was committed by Ottoman Turks against Armenians during the First World War. The Turkish Foreign Ministry branded the decision irresponsible and threatened swift retaliatory measures. Armenia says up to 1.5 million people died in 1915 and 1916 as the Ottoman Empire split. Turkey rejected the term genocide and says the number is much smaller. The bill will now be sent to French President Nicolas Sarkozy to be signed into law, which he is expected to do before the end of next month. Iran says an oil embargo adopted by European Union foreign ministers over the country's nuclear program is unfair and doomed to fail. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast said the measures would not prevent Iran's progress in achieving its basic rights. He added that European officials in other countries which are under America's political pressure should consider their national interests and not to deprive themselves of Iran's oil to help U.S. officials achieve their secret aims. The sanctions ban all new oil contracts with Iran and freeze the assets of Iran's central bank in the EU. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama has welcomed the EU sanctions, saying they show international unity against the serious threat posed by Iran's nuclear program. At least 15 fishermen have been killed and 3 others wounded in the southern Philippines when gunmen opened fire on 3 boats. The incident happened yesterday in Basilan province, a stronghold of Muslim rebels. A military spokesman, Randolph Kabagban, said it was likely caused by rivalry over fishing turf. Police have identified several suspects involved. He said the victims were fishing on another group's turf, adding that the possibility of Islamist militants all Muslim guerrillas being involved in the incident have so far been ruled out. A shooting was discovered by other fishermen in the area. So in the news, the main points again. The Minister of Education, Mrs. Betty Modudisu, has resigned. The reason for her resignation is not yet known. However, Radio Ghana sources at the castle say she presented her letter of resignation to the president yesterday. Ghana's Black Stars will today play Botswana in the ongoing Africa Cup of Nations in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. Various corporate organizations have sent their goodwill messages urging the team to focus on winning the cup. Egypt's ruling military has handed over legislative power to the new lower house of parliament. The head of the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, Field Marshal Hussein Tantawi, has announced this in a letter to the People's Assembly, the transfer of legislative power to the Assembly. And Iran has described an oil embargo adopted by European Union foreign ministers over the country's nuclear program as unfair and doomed to fail. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast said that measures would not prevent Iran's progress in achieving its basic rights. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.